Hold on. Hold on.
Hello, Ms. Karen.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Karen. This is Tiana giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside.
I know you're trying to help, but that guy is an asshole. I have cameras on the house. I know everything. He did not go to the gate. He did not come to the house. And he knew I would not be back here until 12 o'clock. That's when the time was for him to come. And that's what he was going to do. And he was going to kill time. But what he did is that he decided he didn't want to do it because he's got two jobs. And what it is that for the time it's going to take to pick up the car, drive it to Cathedral City, and then drive back, he would lose those two jobs. So he just blatantly lied to you. And you need to write him up because that's not just for Mercury to have people like that. You know what I mean? So now we have to start all over again and find somebody else. And I don't have the whole day to fool it out. I need to get the car towed, and it's got to go over there. We've got to put tires on it, and we can't get it back, and it's an insurance thing. It's got to go back into the auto body.
Okay, gotcha. I am on the other line with the provider. Can you verify the pickup address for me?
Oh, God, it's a Cali one. Or otherwise, I have to hold on. Let me open up the door again.
Because it looks like they only listed the street name, not the...
It's Esplanada. It's the same as the street. I told them that four times. It's the same name, except without the Cali. Cali Esplanada is the name of the street. Esplanada is the name of the complex. If he's going to put it in on his map quest, he's going to take him where he's going to go. I swear, I think women have literally more brains than men. That's all I have to say. They obviously blew out a fuse when they were born. Although my son should think more like a woman. They don't make mistakes. I would have had the car over there by now. The tires would have been being put on. And so I'm on a time frame. I need the guy to drive my car. I can't drive two cars. Otherwise, what? I'm going to have to have you guys come back out? No, I don't want to do that. So it's just annoying.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand.
If you're not going to come out and it's perfectly charged with new tires on it, I can drive the car myself, but I can't drive two cars at one time. So they're going to do it for me.
Right.
But the guy lied to you, and that's just happened like, he came to the house. No, he's a liar. I have family. They're hooked up to the phone. I can see everything. Nobody came to the house, not even the gardener. I have access because I'm taking care of the house. So when I leave, I just hook it over to my phone, and I see everything. A little window to the right-hand side of my phone shows me everything. He just lied to you. He didn't want to come out. He figured he'd make more money off of somebody else. They make money when they're charging and they're getting tires other than just towing. Otherwise, he would just have a towing fee. And he didn't want to do the distance. Probably took something that was closer to him. So we just need to get a car if he's not. I've been at the house. I need to have somebody come pick up the car, and then I'm going to have them follow me where we're going into Cathedral City. I'm doing this with a whiplash and a medical procedure I just had done in my spine yesterday. As opposed to rest, I don't have time. I needed to get that car rental so I can get the car back in the shop, and I have a car rental to go to court tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to locate a provider for you. So if you could just tell me which house, like what's the house number for the pickup address?
It's
I have
right
a street.
On the, it's the same number. It's the same number I gave you. It's right on the corner. The car is parked right there.
Is it in front of a house, though?
Yes, the car is on the street, parked in front of the house.
Okay, what's the house number? We just have the street name.
I gave that to you. Go back in the house and get it to you.
Well, it was never provided to me.
That
I'm just going off
sense.
Of what was on the previous dispatch.
Yeah, I did
they
this
just
at
put the street name. That's it. They didn't put the house number or anything.
Well, I don't know. The girl didn't appear to be stupid on the phone. I did this at 8 o'clock this morning. It's 43706. 43706 Cali, C-A-L-L-E, Espada, E-S-P-A-D-A. The city is La Quinta, L-A-Q-U-I-N-T-A, two separate words, California, 92253.
Okay, thank you.
And the name of the complex is Espada. And when you come in the gate, you have to push a certain number, and that's going to be pound 4108. The gate opens.
We already have the gate
opens. You go right. You go down to Boradex, and you make a left, which is 2 streets. You go down to the second street on Boradex, and that's the Cali Espada. The name of the complex is called Espada. There's a big stone out front of the gated community. He needs to come down to Segway. He needs to pay attention. There's a little cut thing right there. You just pull in, wait for traffic, and turn left. And you pull right into the gate area. Hertz rental car had no problem. They gave it to him one time and he got here on time. Oh, my back.
Okay, give me 1 second while I call the provider back. I'll give you a call right back.
They need to come now. I'm here. I'm not going to wait 2 hours. If they do that, I'm switching to AAA. I'm done with nursing.
Okay.